أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا جاءوكم قالوا آمنا وقد دخلوا بالكفر وهم قد خرجوا به والله أعلم بما كانوا يكتمون. وترى كثيرا منهم يسارعون في الإثم والعدوان وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يعملون. لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإثم وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 61, 62 and 63 of Surah Maidah. In the previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the hatred of the Ahli Kitab against the Ummah solely because they brought Iman in Allah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif and the Kitabs before. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the Munafiqeen from amongst them, the hypocrites from amongst them, the truth and the reality of nifaq and hypocrisy at that particular time, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِذَا جَاءُوكُمْ, and when they come to you, O Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what would they do? قَالُوا آمَنَّا, they will say, we have brought Iman. What is the truth, the reality and the condition of the heart? وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ, they entered with kufr. When they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they pronounced the kalima la ilaha illallah, at that time they entered the deen of Allah Ta'ala also with kufr. وَقَدْ خَرَجُوا بِالْكُفْرِ, and then when they left the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also they left with kufr. In other words, there was no difference in the kufr at the time of their entry into Islam, at the time when they read the kalima, and then when they got caught out with their nifaq for whatever other reasons they may be, then also they were still kufr. In other words, there was absolutely no iman in their hearts. Wallahu a'lamu bima kanu yaktumun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what they had concealed in their hearts. All of that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not visible to the naked eye. That is not knowledge for each and every individual. And hence, one very important aspect, we do not unnecessarily suspect others insofar as the iman or the nifaq is concerned. Rather, we be concerned with our own hearts. What is our situation insofar as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is concerned and insofar as our iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is concerned. وَتَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ, and you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see many amongst them hastening in sin. That is Allah's address to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that visibly insofar as the actions are concerned, above was the condition of their heart. Here the deeds and the actions, they will hasten towards sin. وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and enmity. وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ, and they eating forbidden unlawfully. This we discussed before also, that amongst the unlawful things that they ate, one was bribery that the ulama, the rabbis would take. And number two, Allah Ta'ala had prohibited the taking and eating and devouring of interest, yet they did it, and they made it clear to people that it is not prohibited for them. لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, evil is what they are doing. لَوْلَا يَنْهَاهُمُ الرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ عَنْ قَوْلِهِمُ الْإِثْمُ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say regarding this verse that this was amongst the most stern verses of the Quran Sharif, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the rabbis, Allah ta'ala addressed the learned scholars amongst them. Allah ta'ala says that why do the rabbaniyun, the dervishes, the pious amongst them, wal ahbaru, and their scholars, not stop them from words of sin In other words, from breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, wa aklihim as-suhat, and they eating and devouring unlawful. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about another very important aspect insofar as our deen is concerned, and that is amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. That when somebody is doing wrong, we stop that individual and we command people to do good, or at least we encourage people towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now, how could the Rabbaniyun and the Ahbar, their scholars and their dervishes, stop the people from the wrong when they themselves were involved in the wrong? They the ones that took the bribery to change the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah ta'ala says, لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. And evil are their workings, evil are their endeavors, in whatever they strived for, all of it was evil, because they themselves broke the commandment of Allah, they themselves concealed the rules and the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and more especially about the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.